It's days like what I was doing yesterday. It reminds me of why I sought out indoor employment. Being out in the sun after driving a desk for too many years can be dangerous to a person. And the sun, in all its glory, in all the many blessings that it provides to us, it gives this earth warmth, so it is not a frozen polar cap from north to south. It provides sunshine that is needed for the grass and crops to grow. It aids, it kickstarts the cycles of the waters that evaporate into our atmosphere and then come and fall as rains upon those same land masses so that we have food to eat. We also see how it impacts all of our seasons as we move from spring to summer to fall to winter and back around we go. The sun is dangerous too. If we got in our capsule and launched from this earth toward the sun, we wouldn't be very unlikely to actually get close enough, much less get on the surface before burning up in its intensity. And that is the problem we, as people, have. Consider the maker of that sun. Our maker, God, the one who, in Exodus 3, appeared to man, Moses, in the form of a burning bush. And Moses turned aside to approach it to see what was going on because, as the story is told, the bush was on fire, but it was not consumed by that fire. And as Moses approached the bush, God spoke to him from it, "Stop! Don't come any closer. Remove your sandals before you are on holy ground." We also see, as the book of Exodus closes, as the tent, the tabernacle, has been built, and the tent of meeting is assembled, and God's glory comes into the tent, and there's a very unsatisfying conclusion to Exodus. It says in chapter 40 and verse 35, "And Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud settled on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle." Moses, the man who God himself said, "I have spoken with him face to face. This is my servant." We read in the first couple of verses of Leviticus, immediately following, "The Lord called Moses and spoke to him from the tent." And throughout Leviticus, as hard as it is to read it, we see rituals that have been being established. We see these rituals that God brings to Moses for the people of Israel to perform regularly and continuously. We see included in that ritual a rearrangement of the camp of Israel so that God's tabernacle becomes the focal point of the nation of Israel in their encampments. And there's a lesson in itself. Are we rearranging our lives so that God is our focal point, or do we continue to say, in good time, Lord. But I digress. So all of these rituals are given to Israel to perform. And as we move on to the book of Numbers, first verse of the book of Numbers, the Lord, there is a change here. The Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the tent of meeting. Moses was able to come in now once all these rituals have been performed so that he is clean before God and can approach him again. And we have our own rituals today. Not the sacrifice of bulls and goats and rams and so that blood may be sprinkled here and there. The blood that gives life. The blood that made Israel ritually clean, ceremonially clean before God. But we have that one sacrifice that Jesus gave for us so that we do not have to go through all of that continuously. We do not have to continue to kill animals to cover our own sin. Jesus gave himself as a perfect sacrifice so that our sin can be covered and we can approach and be clean. Our first ritual as we enter into being a Christian is baptism. As Romans 6 relates to us, we come into contact with that blood through the burial, our own burial, and our own resurrection. And now the continuous ritual that we have is the bread and the juice representing the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus, who has given us the right to approach God.
Seth, would you offer prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today to thank you for sending your Son to us, Lord, to giving us the role model that we need to live our life like, Lord, to take away the sins that we have, Lord. We all fall short, and allowing us to have that extra sacrifice, that extra life given to us, Lord, that we can spend everlasting life with you. Please bless this bread that represents the body that was broken on that cross, Lord. You know, I pray. Amen.
Can you pray with me, please? Our Father, as we come before you, offering up our thanks for your Son, Jesus, who gave his life for us, we thank you for the sacrifice, his sacrifice. We thank you that his blood covers our sins. He is our atonement, that we may draw near to you. Pray, Father, as we take of this juice, that you would bless it, and that we would take of it in a manner that is pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name.